Well, good morning, Trailhead Church. This is Trailhead Live. This is so weird for me. You know how usually I complain about how bright it is and I can't see you, but yet now it's really bright and I really can't see you. So it's a little awkward for me, it's a little awkward for you, but during these particular times, we gotta make do, right? And I just think it's actually an opportunity like never before given to us to witness to others, to be the shining light, the bright light that reflects Jesus Christ onto others during this time. You know, I'm so blessed to hear that our president has actually made today a national day of prayer. That just tells me we gotta join together. We gotta fight this. This is spiritual warfare. Yeah, there's a tangible fleshly warfare that's taking place in the microbial type of size here, but you know, come on guys, we gotta join together and pray. So actually, I'd like to start off with some prayer here this morning before I dive into my message. So let's do that. Let's join together, says the Word of God, two or more come together, in His name it shall be done. We are agreeing that this virus, this attack on our nation, on our world, that it comes to a standstill. And we pray for our medical professionals. We pray that they find a vaccine, that they discover it, and that we wipe this thing out, that Jesus is our healer. It says in 1 Peter 2:24 that by His stripes we are healed, and so that's what we're going to stand on. So let's join in together with prayer right now, and we'll jump right into the Word of God. So let's do that. God, we thank You right now that we can come to You in the mighty name of Jesus. God, that we can present our requests, make them known to You. So Lord, that's exactly what we're doing. God, You know this battle that's taking place here. God, this battle against this virus, Lord, we just rebuke it in the name of Jesus. It has no control over us. Lord, that we know that You are bigger than it. And God, that You have already paid for it on the cross. God, that we can wipe it out right now in the mighty name of Jesus by Your authority. So God, I thank You right now. Lord, and I thank You for these opportunities, for these doors to open for us, to minister Your word, to have an impact on the community that surrounds us. So God, we thank You, Lord, for this. Lord, we join together, all of us in one mind and one accord, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as I mentioned, this is an opportunity like we've never seen before. And, you know, we've got to be the church. We got to be the church that brings assurance and hope to a world filled with fear. I know many of you who are on social media, you've seen the slogans, fear over faith. Faith over fear. This is so important that we put faith over fear. And you know who can do this? It's the ones who are surrendered, the ones who know who God is and that God's in control. And that's what I want to talk about here this morning. I want to talk about being completely surrendered. You know, we see that God's not asking us to be reckless. When we read the Word of God, nothing in the Word of God is reckless. There is a point to doing things, and there's wisdom in doing these things. God gives us these wisdoms. And He says that, you know, and He's forewarned us of trouble. He mentions this in James chapter 1. Many of you are very familiar with this group of verses here, but He forewarned us of trouble, and in those moments of trouble, He encourages us to ask for what we lack. In James chapter 1, verse 2, join me here. It says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking, but when you ask Him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do." Guys, remember what I just said. Be sure that your faith is in God alone. That is completely surrendered. That means you've given God control. Your faith is in Him alone. You know, we've realized in the past few weeks and even in the future weeks to come that we've seen and experienced in our communities something that we're really unfamiliar with. This is something attacking us on an invisible level. And we've got to stand strong. You know, it's easy to point to more tangible things when it comes to storms or just troubles in general. But in this moment, we've got to fight where the enemy wants to strike. And that's almost in those invisible moments. We got to stand up, use God's word, his authority, and speak it out. You know, I was at the store this past week, and many of you have seen these shelves. They've been emptied. My wife and I, as we were shopping, we grabbed not 1 gallon, but 2 gallons of milk. I got to tell you, though, actually, that's normal for us. We have 4 children, and they drink a lot of milk, so there is no choice. But in that, in pulling these 2 gallons, we saw everyone else kind of pulling 2 gallons as well, and 2 of something else. And before you know it, obviously everyone makes the joke now there's no toilet paper left. But thank God for spring. The leaves are blooming, right? So I'm excited. Hopefully everyone got that joke. All right, here we go. I'm not knocking the reasons of why you would get 2 of something. I see the reason. There's a bit of a foundation that's a little shaky. You're sitting here going, I don't know what's going to happen. I better grab 2 of something. Well, that's where I want to talk about being completely surrendered. When you're completely surrendered, then you have an assurance that God alone is going to take care of you. So there's 3 things I want to talk about being completely surrendered. Now, many of you guys, you may have grown up in church, so you've heard the words associated with being surrendered. Maybe the word all, so you surrender all, or fully surrendered, totally surrendered. And now I'm using the word complete surrender. I look at complete similar as I do when Jesus on the cross, when he was being crucified, John chapter 19, verse 30, he uses the word, it is finished. There was something completed here. And that's the way I'm looking at this. This is a complete surrender. It is done. It is finished. You have given it all to him. You have gone to God with nothing else but yourself, and you're completely surrendered. In Job chapter 11, verse 13, it says, surrender your heart to God. Turn to him in prayer. Surrender your heart to God. Turn to him in prayer. This is it. This is where it happens. So number one, out of the 3 I want to bring you, number one of being completely surrendered is that when you come to God, you're surrendering to die to self. This is not about you. It's not about anything else. It's not about what you can gain from God by coming to him. It's not coming to him with a motive or a need. When we come to God in that manner, then it's about you. And this is where God transforms you. It's not your thinking. It's what God has for you. That's what's so beautiful. We see in John chapter 3, verse 30, he must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less. It's not about us. It's about him. And when we come to him with just the passion of wanting to be with him, wanting to know him, wanting to know his thoughts about everything that we're involved in, it changes it. So number one, again, you've got to surrender. You've got to die to self. It's not about you. Also, and let me mention this too. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. That's why we go to him. I don't want to be, I don't know about you guys, but I wish we could be back in the Garden of Eden where we just are nothing at all. We have no cares, no desires, but I know that we have a place. Jesus is preparing that place for us, right? But I love that thought of no worries, no heaviness, no tangible items, nothing we own, nothing we have to take with us, nothing that we care about. It's just being in the presence of God. And that's what when I hear the word freedom, that's what I think about. I think about the freedom. So when I go to him, surrendering, dying to self, I'm free. I'm free of all of those cares, all those worries. It's just me and God. That's all it's about. And I love it. So number 2, people who surrender make good decisions. Now, I know some of you are thinking, I thought I surrendered, but yet now am I questioning myself? Am I surrendered because I made some bad decisions this past week? No, I'm telling you, I want you at this moment, let's not think about this past week. Let's think about right now being completely surrendered. when you're completely surrendered, it is finished, it is done. I just want to be in the presence of God. God begins to whisper to you. He begins to speak to you, and he gives you the right decisions to be made on what's happening around you. Why? Because you're doing the will of the Father. When you're doing the will of the Father, you're following him, then he's going to give you the right next best steps, right? So here's where I get this from. Philippians chapter 4:4-8. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Man, rejoice. Some of us just need to stop right now and rejoice. God's so good. When you rejoice and then you come to our Father, we don't need to be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. So in those moments, you have surrendered all to God, and you come to him, and you just present your requests, and you're doing the will of the Father, he's going to give you what you need. So now, it may come across a little contradictory of the number one that I asked you. You know, are you surrendered and have you died to self? You're not coming to him with anything. I say it's contradictory, but the difference is this. When we surrender all to God and we come to him, what takes place is he sets you on a new course of life that changes your needs. Your needs are wiped away of the worldly needs, and you become fixed on the Father's needs, the things that God has for us to do here. That's why I say during this moment of the virus that's happening across our states here, that we have been given an opportunity not to stand in fear, but to stand in faith. Just as James chapter 1 tells us that, oh man, this is a good moment, right? To stand in joy and to rejoice and to have this opportunity to lean in on the Father and to seek after him and to seek after the things of the Father, how to witness to people, how to minister to people, how to be the love and the light that he has instructed us through Jesus Christ to be. So this is those opportunities, those needs change. No longer worldly needs, but godly things. And that's what's so beautiful about this. And the third thing I want to bring up is that complete surrender knows the outcome. Now, man, when you've made good decisions, then you know that you're going to get good stuff. It's the sowing and reaping, right? Man, it's good times. We are living in good times. We're living in a place right now that we know our future is secure in Christ Jesus. But I want to bring up a story from the Old Testament that really ministered to me. It always has. It always will. It's in Daniel chapter 3, and we see it with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And what happens is they refuse to bow down to false image and false gods and these statues. And so the king kind of questions them in a way of, do you want to ask for forgiveness or something? And so here's their response. Daniel chapter 3, 16-18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. Isn't that beautiful? That Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they knew their future was secure. They had fully surrendered to God. So they were able to use the statement that, but even if he does not, we want you to know, we're not going to stand for this. We're not going to serve your gods. We're not going to worship this image. They had a secure future. They knew that no matter what was happening, they were in God's hands. This is such a good position for us to stand in this moment. You know, I am praying right now that there is no sickness and disease in any one of your houses. But in the same moment, when the enemy strikes, no matter what, our God is with us. No matter what, our God's our healer. He's our restorer. And we stand firm. We will not waver. We will not be tossed to and fro, right? We are fixed on the things of God. Our faith is stronger than our fear. We're not going to allow anything to come and harm us, right? God tells us, we have been told through Paul, through all the different disciples, they've all shared it over and over and over again, that if God is for us, who could be against us? So we got to stand firm. We need to be who God's called us to be. You know, I didn't read fully Job chapter 11, verse 13 through 15, but I want to read it now because I find it's very important. It says, surrender your heart to God, turn to Him in prayer, and give up your sins, even those you do in secret. Then you won't be ashamed. You will be confident and fearless. It's important that we surrender all. Why? Because I don't know about you guys. I want to be confident and I want to be fearless in the presence of God. I want to be confident. I want to be fearless in the presence of my enemies, because I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I ask that question, do you know who you are in Christ Jesus? Have you surrendered all to Jesus? This is such a good question to ask. Have you surrendered all? You know, when you come to Christ, that's just the beginning, because you must live for Him. And when you live for Him, it's all about Him. That means that the dominant feature of your life will be love. If you're not doing it in love, you're doing it in sin. Are you doing everything in love? I'm asked that question one more time. Have you surrendered all to Him? I hope that you'll say that I will, and I have. So right now, I'd love for you to make that decision. I want you to trust in Him. I want you to receive Jesus in your heart. Now, I know that my sins have been forgiven. I can say that because I've surrendered all. Can you say that? So I want to pray with you. I want to come in agreement. If you have never surrendered to Jesus, I want to come and pray with you right now in this moment, and I want you to surrender it. So would you pray with me right now? Everyone, join together. Now, in your house right now, you may say, we've all prayed this prayer, you know? Well, guess what? You know some friends, you know some family members that have never prayed this prayer. Take that opportunity to pray for them right now, that the power of God, the Spirit of God, comes rushing in their homes and something changes the atmosphere. So let's pray together right now, all right? Say, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I surrender all. Lord, I have sinned and I ask for forgiveness. Wash me white as snow. Lord, I thank you. Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit, Lord, to convict me. Lord, that I can be washed and Lord, that I can begin to do what you've called me to do. Lord, that I'm an empty vessel and here I am. Send me, fill me up so God, I can do what you've called me to do. Lord, we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm so thankful if you prayed that prayer this morning and you're at home and you want to rejoice and maybe you're the only one, just start rejoicing. No one's around. Just scream, shout. It's beautiful, right? Hey, listen, if you have prayed that prayer, when we come back together as a church, I want to know about it. Please come find me. You can go to our prayer room. We're currently meeting in the theater, the Graham Theater, downtown in Graham. Please come down. Tell us all about it. We'd love to pray with you. We'd love to give you a Bible if you don't have a Bible. We want to be here for you. We're not a church that throws you in the deep end and yells from the side, swim. We jump in there with you. We're a team. So I'm so thankful. Hey, it's offering time, right? So this is really weird for me. If it's weird for you, trust me, it's 10 times weirder for me. But it's offering time. And I can hear Hillary and Tom say, hallelujah, right? I can hear it. If you heard it, I heard it. So guys, right now it's offering time. Now, also while I was ministering, if you didn't hear, you could hear some drills and hammers and stuff. There's people working on our warehouse. It is so beautiful. We had an awesome day yesterday. We were, doing some moving of our stuff downstairs to let the plumbers and electricians in. I'm thrilled to see. And guys, guess what? Yes, This is what they're working on right now. They just put the front doors on to our sanctuary, our future sanctuary. Just put the doors on, these beautiful wood doors with some glass windows. I can't wait. I kind of treat it like it is right now. There's this glass window. I'm telling you to come in. Come on. There's no reason to hesitate. It's going to be, man, I just can't wait. I know that was cheesy, but I'm in front of a camera and whatever. But, guys, it's offering time. And what a beautiful time it is. It's time to give to the Lord. And there's no better place that you could sow into than right here at Charlotte Church, your home church. This is a place where we're seeing lives change. We're seeing things we've never seen before, miracles, signs, and wonders. We've been getting reports from people of healings, babies being healed. I was at a restaurant today. They were having some complications, and they were telling me that their baby is growing, is healthy. That is a beautiful thing to hear. I'm just so thankful. You can give in multiple ways. You can give by going to trailhead.church and selecting the giving tab. You can also text to give. There's a number right here on the screen, 336-600-1182. Just text the dollar amount to that number and then follow the prompts afterwards. And so with that said, there's your offering opportunities. And so I'm going to pray at the very end over the offering and everything. So I got some announcements right now. Here's the announcements. Youth this week and ladies Bible study, you guys are canceled, all right? It's canceled right now, just for this week. And we are really playing this on a day-by-day basis of where how we're going to handle this, whether we have service next week or not. So just stay tuned to trailhead.church/coronavirus for all the updates with our church or social media. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram, and we'll send out a church-wide email as well, just keeping you up to date on how we're going to do this. But as of right now, on Wednesday, our ladies Bible study and our youth, they are canceled. All right. Now, those are the only updates that I have, but guess what? Stay tuned right now. My wife is bringing you a children's church service from our own home, right with our two children that are in elementary school. And it is actually, it's phenomenal. I was engaged. You should stick around, watch this. It's going to be awesome. With that said, I guess I'm done. Let's pray, and then we'll turn it right over to Anna right now. So let's pray. Lord God, we thank you as we've presented this offering to you. Lord, we just give you the honor, the glory. God, we know this is fertile soil, and God, you're just going to multiply it. Lord, that you're going to take care of every need within our church, our families, our community right now. Lord, we give you honor. Lord, we give you praise, and in Jesus' name we pray, amen. We'll see you guys next week.